Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we are celebrating the feast of the Pentecost, and on this day I wish you all of you happy birthday. Do you know why I wish happy birthday? Because today is the day when the apostles received the Holy Spirit, the church began. So that is the reason, so we are celebrating that wonderful Pentecost. And we supposed to wish each other happy birthday, because the church began today. The apostles courageously went out, speaking the different languages, proclaimed the good news of the Lord. Until then, they have got a lot of fear, lot of worries, and they were scared that the Jewish people are going to kill them. And they were hiding themselves. But you know, once they received the Holy Spirit, they become so courageous. No fear, no worries. And even they were ready to die for the glory of Christ. Very courageously. I will give you one example. When we read the Acts of the Apostles 4:9-12, Peter was standing before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish people, the governors, the leaders, and they were questioning him, by what authority, by what name you brought the healing to this lame man? And Peter became so courageous, by the name of Jesus the Nazarene, in the name of Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, who was dead, came to the life again, and in his name we brought the healing to this lame man. There is no other name than the name of Jesus Christ through whom you can be saved. Such a wonderful, courageous witness they were telling to the people without any fear. When they received the Holy Spirit, they completely transformed, they're changed. They're no longer worried about their selfish life, but rather they're ready to die for the glory of Christ. So that's what you and me, we are called to do. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are called to be transformed from our behavior, from our conduct, from the fear, from our worries. We need to put the faith and the trust in the name of Jesus Christ as the apostles did. But still you and me, we are not transformed. That is the reason we go through anxiety, the fear, worries, and we zip our mouth, we don't speak about the name of Jesus Christ, because we are not completely transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to let the Holy Spirit transform our heart and mind and soul, so that we can be courageous what we believe, that we can go and tell the people, rather than being silenced, rather than zipping our mouth. We need to open our mouth, let the people hear the name of Jesus Christ. And you know, lots of people ask, I pray to God, I don't receive anything from God. But when we pray, when we receive the sacraments, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we receive the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So do you know we have the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit? Do we know? We received them. We received the wisdom, the knowledge, understanding, the fortitude, counsel, piety, the fear of the Lord. We received all of them. We also received the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There are 12 of them. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, generosity, modesty, chastity, self-control, all these things we received from the Holy Spirit. Don't tell me I don't have it. We do have it. But you know what we do? We become lazy in using them by telling I don't have it. We do have it. I shall share with you a small story. Now, think about there is a well with water. So there is water in the well. So how can you bring the water out? How can you bring the water? Unless you draw the water from the well, it doesn't come out. So also, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, it is in you. Unless you make use of them, unless you utilize them, I don't think we can be the good children of God. We do have them. Don't tell me I don't have the courage. We do. God has given us. God has given us self-control. You know, most of us have the problem with anger. And God has given us control your anger. Control your emotions. Control your anxieties. God has given you. It's all about, I should be able to bring it out. The gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, what God has given to me. Rather than saying, I don't have it. And from there, I want to share with you, Jesus says, whatever the sin you have committed against the Son of God will be forgiven. But whatever the sin you have committed against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Do you know what are they? What sins that will not be forgiven if I do something against the Holy Spirit? What sins? So I was a little curious. I was reading something. So when we read the Summa Theologica, which is written by St. Thomas Aquinas, and from there he classified there are 6 sins against the Holy Spirit. There are 6 of them. Do you want to know what are they? That first one is called despair. D-E-S-P-A-I-R. Despair. So which means my sin is so great and believing even God will not forgive. So that's what despair means. My sin is so great, even God cannot forgive me. God will not forgive me. So this is what you are thinking in your mind. And the second one, presumption. Presumption means assuming whatever the sin I commit, though I don't repent, God will forgive me. Assuming, you are believing. Whatever the sin I commit, I don't need to repent. I don't need to ask God to forgive me. But God will forgive. The third one, envy of one's spiritual goods. For example, your neighbor is so prayerful, reading the Bible, praying all the time, becoming jealous of someone who is praying all the time. Someone who is coming to the church regularly, by seeing them, you become jealous, envy, which is not good. We should not be jealous or envy of your neighbor who is becoming, practicing the piety, the prayerful life, the devoted life. But rather, he is going to the church, she is going to the church, I should go. That should be your attitude, my attitude, rather than being jealous or envy. And the fourth one, abstinency in sin, which means continuously committing the sins. Though you know it's a sin, but we keep doing again and again. Abstinency in sin. And the fifth one, final impatience, which means there are people When I'm going to die, I will confess all my sins. I'll wait until my death, which is not good. So when I'm about to die, I will confess all my sins. Rather than whenever we have the sin, it is good to confess, clean your heart and mind from the sin of darkness, get reconciled with God and with your neighbor. Rather than waiting, when I'm going to die, I will confess all my sins. No. And the last one, deliberately resisting the known truth. So this can be the people who doesn't believe in God. Though there is a God, but these people say they deny there is no God. I don't believe in God. So deliberately resisting or refuting the known truth. So these are the six sins against the Holy Spirit. You may ask me, so well, is there any chance that God can forgive me if I'm committing any of these sins? Definitely. God is always merciful, forgiving. If you truly, truly repent for every sin what you commit, God is always forgiving God. There is no doubt. Even if you are doing all the six sins, but still, if you truly repent, God is going to forgive you. And the last thing I want to share with you, when we read 1 Corinthians 3, 16 through 18, St. Paul says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And whoever is going to destroy the temple of the Holy Spirit, God himself will destroy him. So we have to be really careful about what we do, what we say. This body doesn't belong to me. Your body doesn't belong to you. It is God who has given to us. So we have to keep in mind always, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I should not destroy it by because of my sinful nature, sinful character. I should not destroy it. But rather, we should make sure that our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. I want to share with you a small story. When I was in Ravenswood, and I was going to Lakin Prison in Mason County. So, you know, so a couple of the inmates, they used to come, and so they like to talk to me to get some guidance. So one of the inmate had full of tattoos, you know, full of tattoos, full this hand, everywhere she has got tattoos. And I asked her, do you want me to share something from the Bible? She said, yes, I would like to read something from the Bible. Something connected to the tattoo, I told her to read. I gave her the Bible, the book of Leviticus 19:28. It says, you shall not cut your body, you shall not pierce your body, and you shall not put tattoos on your body. It says, I'm not making the story, okay? Book of Leviticus 19:28. After reading that, the inmate said, I'm so sorry to read this. Nobody told me about having a tattoo on my body is wrong. Nobody told me. My parents don't practice the faith. My parents never took me to the church. I don't know how to believe in God. And now I have the full of tattoos on my body. And you know, I told her, hereafter, now you know the truth. Having a tattoo on your body is wrong. Don't do it. And she said, hereafter, I know the truth and I'm going to practice it. So this is what, you know, lots of people don't know anything about having a tattoo on your body is wrong. But I'm telling you, dear brothers and sisters, this body, it's not yours. This body belongs to God and this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's make sure that let's be respecting this body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's live a holy life Let's be transformed. Let's not have any fear, but rather let's use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, proclaiming the truth that is Jesus alone is our Savior and our God. Amen.